Cigar Surgeon here to review another cigar. Today I'll be reviewing the Mombacho Tierra Volcán Fino, which I'm pretty excited about for a couple of reasons. This is the cigar right here. You can see it's got a pretty awesome orange band. The reason I'm excited about this is because Mombacho Cigars actually started out as a Canadian company. Now they have distributorship in the United States, but obviously being a Canadian, it's kind of near and dear to my heart. It's an interesting vitola. It's a Corona Larga, which is 6 inches by 44 ring gauge. It features a Nicaraguan Habano sun-grown wrapper from Jalapa. The binder is also Nicaraguan. It's a Habano Criollo from Condega. The filler is a mix of Jalapa and Condega, again from Nicaragua. And as you can guess, it's blended in Nicaragua. So being a huge fan of Nicaraguan cigars, obviously being a huge fan of Canadian, as a Canadian company, this should be an awesome cigar to try out. So first of all, as I normally do, I'm going to check out the nose in this, see what we can pick up. It's kind of a leathery, slightly barnyard on the wrapper. Getting some hay in the foot. But not much else. I kind of would have expected some spices or maybe some earth on this, but that's all we've got. So we'll do a toast, do a light, and see what else we got going on here. Give that a cut with my trusty V-cutter here. And the draw is perfect, which is fantastic. It's a complex sweet to start with just a hint of spices, maybe a tiny bit of earth mixed in there, which is, I'm sure, from the Nicaraguan filler. Give this a retrohale. Nice medium-bodied spices and pepper on the retrohale. It'd be interesting to see how this progresses in the first third. So the first third is settling in. This is just really balanced. There's some great spices, some great pepper. There's this undercurrent of just a really light cocoa, which kind of gives you this really nice mouthfeel, like a, you know, like kind of chocolatey mouthfeel. Fantastic start. The pepper is lingering a little bit on the retrohale. I would probably still put it at a medium level, though, because it's not very strong. Like, everything so far is very balanced. There's almost a meaty undertone on the retrohale. I mean, it's a very complex start to the first third. And all right, at the 25-minute mark now, the first third is very complex. The spices that are here are like just a rich baking spice. There's a lot going on. Nothing is overpowering the flavor profile at all. At about the 20-minute mark, there's this rich cedar that came through, smoking really well. I'm not sure really what I'd pair with it at this point. I can't really put my finger on it. I mean, I gravitate towards scotch because that's kind of my go-to, but I'm going to have to think on it a little bit longer. Almost through the first third, I'd say maybe another 10 minutes and get into the middle third and see what kind of flavor transitions are there. So there's definitely some underlying, I'd call it like a hot spice. And it's not overwhelming the palate, but it is lingering and it is building intensity as the first third carry on and as it carries through to the middle third. I mean, it's very similar to what you'd have in a spicy dish. But again, balanced. Just a really, really rich first third. Very enjoyable. Still a really complex retrohale on it. Tasty. Can't wait for the middle third here. So just about at the 1 hour mark now, firmly into the middle third. There was some sweet vegetal notes at the end of the first third, which was kind of interesting. In the middle third, the spices have really dropped off. I mean, they're there, but they're very, very light. Started out very creamy sweet, and it's kind of carrying through. It's kind of waxing and waning in terms of the strength of the creamy sweetness. And the retrohale, it's a nice, even cedar. If the first third was really a complex myriad of spices and pepper and other flavors, the middle third is really just more balanced sweetness. So we'll see how the middle third progresses here and see if there's any other flavors that pop up. So I'm really glad I got a chance to smoke a sample of the Tierra Volcan Fino on a clean palate. Robbie Grass and I had an opportunity. We were invited to a Mombacho event in New Orleans, and it was a really great event they put on. Is for a lot of media people. Had us over, essentially had this old, it's like an old mansion, like a couple hundred year old mansion in New Orleans, and they cooked food themselves. Served some fantastic spirits. There were some great cocktails, and of course they had the Tierra Volcan Fino there. But you know, when you have food and you have beverages, it's really tough to tell all the subtle complexities of the cigar. So really, really enjoying the opportunity to sit down and give this a fair shake. So the middle third's starting to wind down. The rich spices did come back. A little more complex than the first third, but not as strong. So like a medium minus, somewhere between a light plus and a medium minus. Very enjoyable. it's just smoking really well. Still haven't put my finger on something to drink with it. I mean, I think this is like a really good cigar for maybe port or wine, like a red wine. Nice Merlot. Something really earthy, I think, would go really well with this cigar. So I'm going to keep going, just about at the band here, and probably about 15 minutes before the last third. See how it goes. Approaching the 2-hour mark now. There's some earthiness coming through as it's getting into the last third. I don't know if I'm nursing this or... I don't know if I'm nursing this or going too slow. I wasn't expecting to get 2 hours out of this. I was expecting it to be about an hour and 45. But based on how it's smoking so far, I'm thinking this is going to be about a 2-hour, 20-minute smoke, which is pretty good value. Again, super tasty. Middle third was nice and complex. It started out a little light, but certainly picked up and found its own. So it'll be interesting to see what the last third has to offer. So I'm well into the last third here. It's kind of a earthy, peppery, spicy combination, which is quite enjoyable. Again, medium minus, that's not going to blow you away. But, I think this, I'll have to review my notes, but I think this is pretty clearly a box split for me. Love the Vitola, flavor profile is fantastic. Appreciate all the Fedheads checking out this video review, and make sure to go to CigarFederation.com and check out our written reviews. We've got reviews all week long, every week. If you like our videos, if you like our reviews, make sure to like it and subscribe to our content on YouTube. Thanks for checking it out.